Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I had an experience today that I just was like, oh my God, like when I stepped back from it, being in it, it was crazy. But when I stepped back, I'm like, oh, this is totally symbolism for the way God does it. And I need to share it with people. Everybody needs to know because it will save you a lot of heartache. So if you are a person who is wanting to manifest something and you maybe have been working on it for a while or focusing on it for a while and wondering why things aren't happening and you keep trying. All right, I got a show for you. This will make it all make sense. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I am a coach, really an intuitive and a coach, and I take my skill set and I provide you with intuitive coaching to help you do something really extraordinary in your life. I help you create the life of your dreams. No matter what the goal or desire is, I can support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to my single session as well as my up-level intuitive coaching package. All right, you ready? You know, so I had this crazy day and I woke up with a desire, a very, very clear desire. And I will tell you this, I ended the day with that desire being fulfilled, but it was a zigzaggy all around twisty turny, me trying to control, me expecting it to go this way, me accepting for a bit, me being upset for a bit. Twisty turn journey, angsty, good at times, like, oh, I felt like I was progress was happening and then it wasn't. It was an experience. But I want to start with, I started the day with a very specific, truest desire. There was something that I wanted. And I stuck with it, right? I had to. Just given the nature of what it is that I desired, I wasn't going to give up. And so at the very end of it all, I received it. So I want to get, that's the way I want you to look at manifestation from now on. Start with the truest desire and you work it. And don't be deterred by all the little loopy loops and the twists and turns and, oh, this happened and this went this way and that's not looking the way I want it to look, or, oh, that person should have done it this way and this didn't show up and this could have gone this way, but this is working here and I don't want to give up and I want to keep going and, oh, I don't know. And so-and-so said this to me. And okay, that is all a part of the journey. And I promise you, if you start with your truest desire and you stick with it and you hold faith 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 and you hold faith, because underneath all of this craziness, I still had this belief that it was going to happen some way, somehow. I even like covered my bases because I was like, okay, if it doesn't happen this way, I know it'll definitely happen this way. And I work that angle. So that would be a way of detaching. I used to always say that when I talk about manifestation, when I first started this podcast, you know, over a decade ago. God, now we're coming up on 12 years I've been doing this podcast. I'm an OG in the podcast game. I would teach it that, you know, I called it a detachment, like a way, like if this doesn't happen, then this will happen and I'll still be equally as happy. And so I had done that just by the way it worked. And, I wasn't going to give up because I think that naturally, and that's what it is. Thank you, Spirit Guides. I think the detachment piece naturally happens in the act of not giving up. If you stay rooted in the truest desire and you believe that it's going to happen, then just by the nature of it, if you feel like, oh, it's not going this way, but I see this opportunity, let me take this, right? You will manifest what you want. So this podcast is to say to you, there's no reason why you can't have exactly what you want. And the only reason why you don't have it, I just did, you know, three shows back to back on why it might not happen for you. But if you just stay rooted in the truest desire and you believe that it's going to happen and you believe that it's going to happen, just even if it's a low level of belief, it's a consistent low level of belief, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Yes, all this craziness. Yes, all this stuff. Yes, all these angles. Yes, I tried this and I tried this and I tried this. But I stayed rooted and grounded in the truest desire. What happens is a lot of times we set out and we start hitting these barriers and these bumps and these twists and these turns, and then I'm seeing it symbolically the way they want me to describe it to you. It's like all of a sudden our desire is a ball of clay once we set out, and we start like morphing the desire into different shapes instead of just staying with the desire is a rock, right? It's not clay. It's not moldable. That's the word I was looking for, moldable. It's not moldable. You stay with the desire, core desire as a rock, truest desire, and then you move through the journey towards welcoming it into your life. You're trusting your intuition. You're doing everything you know to do. Yes, all the challenges will come up, and yes, all these things happen, but you keep that rock. It's very much like a rock. If it starts to feel moldable, if it starts to feel like clay, then you need to go back to the beginning and recommit to your truest desire. But if you stay grounded in the truest desire, you will, if you can hear my voice right now, I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast, you can, you will get what you want. And I know there is somebody out there right now that needs to hear this. So hold firm to the truest desire. If you see yourself starting to like mold and shape and redefine the truest desire, halfway through the journey because you're hitting roadblocks and things aren't looking the way you want them to look and it's not going the way you want it to go and it's not happening the way you think it should happen. No. Because I got frustrated. That's, you know, it's interesting. I heard a teacher say this recently, like, oh, you can be mad. You can be all these things, right? Because you think you need to be high vibe all the time. I got upset. I got mad. I yelled at one person, yelled at that the next person, was kind with this person. It was just, that was the journey. We were on the journey. But underneath that all was a truest desire that I knew would be manifested. And yes, I can take the situation and apply it to any truest desire because God doesn't see. You may think what you're asking for is so huge, right? You may think that it's the Taj Mahal and God's looking at it saying like, dude, it's like a pebble. Let's do it. Right? So let go of like, oh, but Amy, it's so big. And what if it doesn't happen and it's not meant for me and it's so big. God does not see so big. God sees truest desire. And all you have to do, again, I'm going to walk you through manifestation symbolically. Happened to me today. I know it totally works. Every single time, assuming you don't give up and you don't start molding the desire. I woke up with the truest desire. And I started playing out that truest desire, the fulfillment of that truest desire, doing everything that I know to do. Trusting my intuition along the way, going on the journey. Yes, there were things that showed up that I didn't want to show up and I had to deal with it and it was crazy at times. But underneath it all, it's the desire remained a rock. So I was firm in the desire. The desire never freaking changed. And underneath it all, I knew that it would be manifested. And I did, as in the act of doing it, I gave myself so many pathways for it to come through. So yes, there was one that I was holding out for specifically, but if it didn't come, it was still in alignment with the truest desire. There was another way it could come through. It would look a little bit differently, but I didn't care. Same to me, you know. It was the same, you know, it still led me to the truest desire. And so by the end of the evening, you know, the end of the day, 8 o'clock tonight, the truest desire manifested into form. And so the last kind of conversation I had around this, getting this all to come into form, it was like a really it was one of these moments where it was just like, oh, this is God. Like I saw it all. And it wasn't that through it all, he didn't notice the hand of God. I did. And I knew there was something I was being taught throughout the process. And so as soon as it manifested, I was like, I need to get on this podcast and tell people this is how it goes, the real, how manifestation really goes. Because I've taken every course under the sun. Google any or get on Instagram and look for any manifestation teacher out right now. I've probably taken their course. No one explains it the way it really is. They do and they don't, right? They talk about mindset. And yes, to some degree, that's important. But really, all you need to do, let's review the steps. Spirit has shown it to me very clearly. You start with a truest desire, something you really, really, really want. And it's non-negotiable in your mind. You're like, that is the thing. And it was. It was non-negotiable. Nope, nope, nope. Other things were offered to me. I was like, nope, nope, nope. This is what I want. Start with a truest desire. And then you start doing everything that you know to do. You trust your intuition along the way. Keep trusting, keep trusting, keep trusting your intuition along the way. Because even that last, the last little thing right before it manifested, that was my intuition saying, make that phone call. And so, it was quite a journey, but it manifested. And the beautiful part was it did not happen the way I would want it to happen. So this last conversation I had, the person was telling me, well, like, you should have done this and you should have done this and you should have done that. And I said to her, I was like, I'm a very smart person. I would have done that if I knew to do that. And in that moment, I was like, oh, I've been trying to control how this goes. I was expecting this. I was expecting it to look like this. I was expecting it to be like this. I was expecting it to be like this. I was expecting it to be like this. But all of this was all working behind the scenes the whole time. And she was one, you know, yeah, she was difficult. It's all get out. But one thing she said, because I believe God's talking to me all the time, even through all these little, these moments, right? And so one of the things that I realized was I was frustrated, right? My faith was still there. So you can still be frustrated and manifest as long as it doesn't intervene with your faith. I still knew it was going to manifest some way, somehow. I had created enough channels, so I knew without a doubt it was going to manifest. It was making its way to me. But in the process, I had decided how it was going to go. Well, I should get this. This should happen this way, and this should happen this way. And that was the source of my frustration. So as I'm arguing with this woman, I realize, oh, I had made up a story, right? Getting all up in the how, about how this needed to go. And so that was really the source of my angstiness. I didn't even need to argue with this woman. Because I had made up a story and all I needed to do was hold firm to the desire, go on the journey to it being manifested, do my part as I'm led to do my part. In the conversation with that woman, she said, well, did you go do this? And I said, no, loudmouth lady being really mean to me. I did not do that. And that was what it was. And it manifested. And that is how it works. So one more time, start with the true desire, the truest desire, what you really, 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 really want. God gave me very specifically, I was channeling for a client today, and the message came through. Oh God, it was so good that, you know, when I'm working with a client and I'm in session, you know, I just, you know, this was, if you work with me in a package, you have me over text message in between your sessions. And so this was a channeled message that came in through text message. And I was like, oh shit, that is so good. God is so good. But the message was, spirit doesn't respond to our self-sabotage ever. Spirit does not respond to our self-sabotage ever. So what that means is when you start to try to maneuver things, right? Spirit's not going to respond to that shit at all. It responds to the truest desire. It doesn't respond if you're going to settle right? Because settling is self-sabotage, asking for less than you truly want because you think that you can't have it, or that, oh, maybe it's too much to ask for right now, or, oh, I need to be practical and take baby steps. Spirit doesn't respond to that. So just start with the truest fucking desire. What do you really, really want? If it's $1 million, it's $1 million. If it's a mansion, it's a mansion. If it's the lover and partner of your dream, start there. But God's not going to respond to anything below that. So hear me on that, friends. And then you start doing everything that you know to do. And then you trust your intuition as you move throughout that journey. With underneath, knowing that you, what you're holding in your being, is that it will happen, 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 it will happen. Do you see where we're going with this? So again, start with the truest desire. It's rock solid. You start out on the journey carrying your little rock of desire. Yeah, doing everything you know to do to manifest your desire into physical form, basically turning it from this rock into the thing that you want. Right? So you set out on your journey, you know, a little bobblehead there, going, 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 doing everything that you know to do. Do everything that you know to do. Do everything that you don't to do. Don't skip a step. Everything that you know to do. That's it. Don't try to get clever. Don't try to get smart. Don't try to get intellectual about it. Just do everything you already in your being know to do. And as you're moving throughout that journey, you will get sparks. Sparks, waves of inspiration. Ooh, try this, talk to this person, do this thing. It's not just some whim because you're distracting yourself because you don't want to do what you know to do, the hard shit, right? It's truly in the core of your being. You're like, oh, that's so good. Like this woman, that was one of those sparks where she's like, did you do this? I was like, no, I did not do that, lady. Let me go do that. And then it manifests. And so, and just be on the journey. So you can get pissed off. You can be sad for a day or two. You can, but you're still on the journey. You're still holding your rock solid desire. And underneath is, I know it will manifest. I know it will manifest. It's manifesting. It will happen. 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 That's running underneath the whole journey. And as long as you keep all these pieces in place, it doesn't matter where you bounce around. As long as you are moving in the direction of the dream, the desire, right? As long as you are moving in that direction, it will manifest. So now in this moment, friends, you have no excuse. You have been told that what you want is not too big as long as it's your truest desire. If it's the desire where you're settling or you are being practical, like I realized recently that my desire was actually a little bit higher than I wanted, but I was settling for these things, right? I was like, and I was wondering why things weren't going the way I want. I was like, oh, let's go back because the truest desire is a little bit bigger. And I'm the only one holding some belief that it's bigger than what I was going for because God doesn't see it that way. God just sees it as truest desire, and God is only going to respond to truest desire. Think about it. God responds to truth. God's not going to respond to us lying to ourselves, right? So go for what you really, 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 really want. And set out on the journey. Do everything you already know in your being to do. You already know. Don't skip a freaking step. Just do it. And then along the way, your divine inspiration, people call it, your intuition will kick in. You'll get additional guidance. You'll get additional wisdom that will take you across the finish line. And underneath the whole journey, it doesn't matter if you're throwing fits and tantrums and getting in fights with people and yelling and screaming and then happy 1 minute and up and down. And, you know, because that's the human experience, because everything I went through today was genuinely a human experience. I was responding genuinely to my experience. Somebody was being difficult with me unnecessarily, and I was responding to it. But underneath it all, and why it still matters, manifested was, I know it will happen. 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 I will know it will happen. Even, and here's the thing, you probably have taken the courses where they have you clear out the past. Well, this was a situation where something, there was a time where in the past it hadn't worked out. It hadn't gone the way I wanted it to go. And I didn't even need to do a shit ton of clearing out. I did have a conversation with somebody and say, like, hey, last time it didn't work this way, so I am a little apprehensive, but just that was enough to say, okay, now this is a new experience. So I said it out loud. Some of you may need to journal it. Some of you might hire a coach and say, coach, I've tried this before and it didn't work out. And just in saying it out loud, you clear it. Just in saying out loud. So you're still on the journey, still on the journey, still on the journey, still on the journey. Underneath it all is, it will work, it will work, it will work, it will work. And I guarantee you, it will manifest in record time if you let go of the timing. Again, I had a whole story about how this was going to unfold and the way this was going to go, and it was going to look like this and this. None of that shit happened. But I got exactly what I asked for. So what you want will manifest, my friend. What you want will manifest. Get on the journey. Stay on the journey. Focus on the truest desire. Know it will manifest. Know it will manifest. Know it will manifest. Know it will manifest. Do everything you know to do. Do everything you know to do. I'm repeating this to you because repetition is how we change the junkiness that goes on in our mind that takes us down a path we don't need to go down. I am repeating this to you purposefully so you know how the manifestation process works. So the next time you're on, you're like, I have a truest desire. I'm ready for this. I want a new car. I don't even have the money for a car. I want a new car. I remember listening to Amy tell me how I manifest. I do everything I know to do. I hold the desire that, yes, I'm getting a new car. And yes, I'm getting a new car. Yes, I'm getting a new car. I believe I'm getting a new car. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I'm going on the journey towards getting a new car. And I'm not wavering from that desire. I'm not going to take my uncle's hand-me-down. I'm not going to go and get this used car from this lot over here because I can pay for it. Because my Aunt Jane said that it's better just to, you know, buy a $400 car. And, you know, no, I want a new brand spanking new car. Hold to that and go on the journey to get the car. And I guarantee you, you will get it. Guarantee it. And the journey is going to be all crazy and fun and not fun at times and really exciting and exhilarating. But if you keep holding, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to, and you don't let anything keep you from that. You don't let anything keep you from that belief. It will manifest. All right. I've repeated this to you many times. Listen to this show again and again and again and again and again, because repetition is how you change the paradigm within you that still doesn't fully believe that you can have what you want. And I'm telling you, you can. Start with the truest desire and you will cross the finish line with that desire. Yeah. All right. I'm Amy. I have Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I'm a coach. I help people do really, really, really extraordinary things in their life. If you, my friend, are ready to stop all the bullshit, right? And just get what you want and stop making up stories. Like, let me help you. Let me help you. See, that's the beauty of working with me as an intuitive, is that I can read through all your bullshit. I'm a human having a human experience too. I can't always read as well for myself. I have this, my psychic said to me, she's like, yes, Amy, it's like a brain surgeon doesn't operate on themselves. Yeah, no. Like what I can do very, very well is read energy for people. And I can tell you when you're going off into the land of the great beyond and getting off your course. And help you get back on with grace and ease and self-love and self-compassion and care and energy, right? Because I went through all of this experience today to manifest this desire, and I still feel highly energetic at the end of the day, because that I do know. I can help you hold your energy so that you don't burn yourself out, so you don't lose your faith, so that it feels like a victory. It feels like a victory when you get it. So if you're ready to manifest the desires of your heart, I would love to support you in that. It doesn't matter what the desire is, because I'm an intuitive and I read energy. So if you are ready, then I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found, again, at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out my single session. Check out my up-level intuitive coaching package. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter and I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week for free. You can use them on your journey. Yeah. It's like a little coaching over email. It's really great. I love them. The message this week was really good. If you're on the list and you listen to the show, it was a good message, like, which was totally reflective of my day to day, right? If I didn't get caught up in the little dramas, which that happens. Yeah, it was totally a message. It was celebration was the message this week. Yeah, I'm celebrating right now. That's why I did a podcast, because I'm like, I gotta share this. I gotta share this. If this manifestation stuff does work, if we let it work. Thank you for listening to this program. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.